All right. Right, can we just now move back into open session? And Paul, I believe you want to just talk to us briefly, I think, about a research project by Worcester Polytechnic Institute. I think you're seeking our support to sponsor the research, but you don't want us to put our hand in our pocket, is that right? No financial commitment.
But that's normal, isn't
it? Tell us a little about Worcester Polytechnic Institute while we're waiting, can you?
Members, the Worcester Polytechnic Institute always has students here in Hong Kong at the beginning of the year, and we for since 2000 and let me just put this on, then I can talk properly. Where is the sign? Thank you very much. Since 2006, we've had research projects done by students from the Worcester Polytechnic Institute. And the great thing is we have four students of smart people, engineers, by the way. It's an engineering institute. So all the engineers obviously will be very happy. So they know exactly how to work from an engineering point of view. Quite different from me. They have done, every year they've done a study related to the waterfront. We started that in 2008. And in 2008 and 2009, both studies were considered the issue of accessibility, connectivity, and the vibrancy of Victoria Harbour. The study objective for this year, we got the four students starting yesterday, will be to survey the progress since 2008. So we have the study that was done in 2008, and we're going to look in 2014 what has changed on the waterfront, and then to make a number of recommendations on accessibility, connectivity, and vibrancy. Accessibility is the issue of how easy is access to water from a transport node or an hinterland commercial residential area. So it's about physical connectivity and wayfinding for people with different abilities. Connectivity is about how easy is to connect along the waterfront. And vibrancy is once you get at the waterfront, what is there to do? And it's looking at number of people, the variety of activities they're involved in, and the available facilities on the waterfront. This is the exact same study that we did in 2008, so we can really get a see progress that has been made since. The areas we're looking at basically are these areas here, so Chun Wan Ting Yi. We're not looking at the industrial harbour and the military facilities here. We're just looking then here again at Yamate all the way around. Kai Tak, in 2008, none of this was available to be able to look at, but now this is open, so this will be added in. And then, of course, the entire Hong Kong Island waterfront. Just to give you an impression, if I can find that, of the outcome in 2008. I thought it was a nice one to show you. This was the summary of the 2008 report, where the students went around the waterfront for 8 weeks. And some people may remember these photographs. Some of them are new, but this is 2008. Getting lost along the waterfront, poor signage. Not knowing whether they should walking up or down to get around the waterfront. They thought it was fun to have these pictures in their presentation. This is an LCSD park in Lei Yue Mun. So this is 2008. Anyway, so they rated the waterfront in terms of good, adequate, substandard, and the areas that were not rated. Lovely. And you can see that the whole Kwun Tong Kai Tak waterfront could not be rated at the time. Now we can. The reports usually is kind of this format: photographs, accessibility, the where you can walk. So we're going to get updated maps, and we're going to have updated visuals. This is, I show Hung Hom because we all know we fixed this problem, so this will look much better now. And this is another Sheung Wan area that we all know has now been completely changed and improved. So we're going to see some very good progress by having the baseline of 2008-2014. The students are going to be ready in 2 months' time. We're going to have a similar presentation ready for show to the commission. I'm not sure whether there is a date for a meeting that you could enjoy this, but it would be nice if there is. At that time, they also reported the need for signage improvements, which is now exactly we've done. We've got a logo. We're putting signage all around the harbour. This was at that time the proposal. So we have done this. Attract more people to the waterfront was their recommendation by putting up food. We now got some places where we do have that. Not too many yet, but it's coming. Turn ugly waterfronts in good-looking promenades. And that is, we've done that in quite a number of locations around the harbour, and connect waterfronts that are not connected. So we've done a lot of this. These areas have all been fixed up. This particular area on the left, I think, is still in the works, pending the Central Kowloon route works. But I think it's going to be very interesting to see what 2014 looks like versus 2008. And I think we're going to be some surprises that we're looking pretty good. We've done some good work. Thank you.
Very good. When you say you want us to sponsor, help us understand what you want.
Sponsorship. The sponsorship required really is to give the team an ear in 2 months' time when they come with the report. That I think is would be a good way forward. Because there's been proven over the last 6 years that working with four students full time walking around the harbour for two months on end usually gives us some very good work and results. And I think this one, having a baseline of 2008-2014, could be an interesting outcome that could be very supportive of our plans to have a harbourfront authority.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think we should encourage and we should be delighted to see them in 2 months' time. Yeah. Well. Please, Maggie. And
I was just saying, as the co-sponsor of this, HBF really felt that an update now would be very useful, putting into the work plan and the business plans that we've got going forward, because at least you can see what has been addressed and what was probably the easiest things to address, in all honesty, and now where we've got some problems that we probably need to think about quite carefully to go to the next step.
I was just saying to Vincent also, there's some phase two material there.
Well, there is. I mean, I think there's some really good material that could come out of it. And hopefully we thought it could contribute.
Sujata, please.
Chair, exactly that. For the phase two, these visuals would add value and it will tell the story very easily, convince public.
Yeah, and Harbour Business Forum is actually putting the financial support in, not government, just to make that clear. Even they pay in government to make sure we have the maps. So there's a little.
That's another story. Becky?
Thank you, Chair. You know, as a researcher, I really think it's always helpful for us to see meaningful research. And in a sense, I have also been in touch and actually have been to one of these sessions with WPI. I think sharing research materials in a session could be welcomed, but I do have some reservations about, in a sense, sponsoring certain projects, etc., because in the first place, we are not totally aware of all the research that has been done on the waterfront. There could be very good work, at other polytechnic university, Hong Kong, UST, and other venues. I think anyone who have good research projects, relevant to the commission or to specific task force, should be welcome to share the results in a sense with us. But putting our name, in terms of sponsoring, very specific research, I believe that we may use, in a sense, a different terms of welcome that, them to share with us.
That's
thank
why
you.
I was asking what he meant by sponsor. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Support. So would you be happy with support?
I think we welcome that.
Okay.
And we should, as a commission, welcome all waterfront, harbourfront research that could inform better decision-making. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, that we'll make sure that's minuted. That's a good way of putting it. Yep. All right, everybody. Thank you. It's been a long afternoon, but thank you. Constructive. Just for diaries, Saturday, of course, 10 o'clock, please, at Tamar. Yep. But for long-term diaries, 29th of April is the next commission meeting. But there'll be obviously a lot of activity in between. Could I also ask... We did have a lot of support during the phase one engagement exercise, and particularly at the public forums, the town hall sessions. My sense is as Vincent has rightly pointed out, phase two is going to be, if you like, more complicated, more focused, and involve more discussion than we've had in phase one. So I think we will be looking to commission members to support us perhaps even more actively than you did on phase one, I think. And I may be leaning on one or two people, I'm afraid, for support going forward, just to warn you. But thank you very much for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.